This is Bob Larson with your Marketline report for Thursday, July 11th. Well, cattle holds fairly steady while questions linger in Wednesday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle was easier. Cash prices are just not clearly defined yet. And the futures breakout was a little bit short-lived as the boxed beef values declined and demand is really slowing. That being said, we're still in that area, kind of above some of those big resistance indicators. And it's very possible that this is just a slight pullback and we might start to work up again. And I say that because today in the feeders, they slipped as well, but they're just in the feeders, it looks more like a slight correction. And so if the feeders are really leading the beef complex, then that should give us a little bit of a tell on the live cattle side.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday up 2 at 508. July corn was up 2.5 at 432.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 613. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were up 12.25, ranging from 566.5 to 576.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were up 2.25, ranging from 603.75 to 613.75. Live cattle for August was down 50 cents at 107.62.5. August feeder cattle was down 52.5 cents at 142.65. And July Class 3 milk was down a penny at 1737.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Marketline Report.